afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Hello, Butch. Happy New Year. This is the first time
Thank
I got to
you.
Say Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Right back at you. I hope you already made $1 million this year and ready to go into the second one.
Absolutely.
All right.
Busy, busy,
busy. Hey, before we get too far along in the program, I want to give you a little bit of a factoid, okay?
All right.
It's really a fact now. Did you know that 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the world's population? Now, would you believe I told you, I told a lady that day and she didn't get it?
Oh,
anyway,
mercy.
I thought I'd share this beginning year. Let's get a factoid out there.
Somebody almost got me yesterday. I got an email and it says, "Well, if you add your if you add your age and the year that you were born, it's going to come to 2018 only one time in 1,000 years or something like that." It's like, well, what's wrong? I was like, of course. So there's a couple of them out there that that can fool some folks, but that's funny. Yours was funny.
I thought you'd want to know. It's a good fact. It really is. It's true. So.
Well, let's go ahead and get some facts.
I'll
about
turn you loose. You go right ahead.
Going to turn me loose, ladies and gentlemen. Beware. You have gold up $9.30. The New York spot price after market $1,294.50.
Wow. Now, so, I can say something here. This about a month ago was 1,100 and something, but less than 1,200. Now it's up to almost 1,300.
Yes. Moved fast.
Wow. If you bought a month ago, you already made $100.
I'll tell you what, 1,300 has been a tough mark to go over and to stay. But I think with everything that's going on, there's no way we're going to have a problem breaking through 1,300, 1,400, 1,500, 1,600. And I do believe we're beginning our journey to the higher numbers that we've talked about for so many years. And we can see pullbacks and we can see, various things like that happen along the way. But we'll talk about some of those things as we continue. The silver was up 22 cents today at 1581. It was only one a month ago.
It was 13 something not too long ago. Wow.
We didn't break 13. It was, briefly we did, but it didn't close. But just a month ago, we were, 1450 or something
14,
like that.
Yes.
So great move in silver. A long way to go there, too. Platinum was up $3 today at 801. And I still think that's one of the plays. If you already have gold and silver, platinum is trading at 801. Where it usually trades higher than gold and certainly higher than palladium. But even palladium took a note today. It was up $7 at $1,279. So a good day in all the metals. We have the USDX today. The USDX today was down 0.55 at 96.26. Crude oil was up 61 at 47.15. And the paper markets today, we're still seeing some of these numbers tick through, but 660 points to the downside on the Dow. 2.83% at 22,686. The NASDAQ was down 3.04%, 202 points. 6,463. The S&P was down 2.5%, down 62 points at 2,447. This is what is 10-year yield, 2.55%. That was just 3 weeks ago. It was at 2.75%. The euro was 1.14. Of course, that was stronger. European Asian markets really didn't do much overnight. Germany was down 1.55%. So the markets being hit are really the U.S. So I can't imagine what those markets will be tomorrow. People really not paying too much attention yet. There's still a lot of You know, just people are still distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But the blame today is going to be all on Apple. Everybody is blaming Apple.
Right, right.
For the plunge in the markets. And it's really interesting, you know, it's kind of like you always have to have something to blame. There always has to be the bad guy out there, you know. You have to blame China. Apple is blaming China for their problem. You know, I mean, my God, they're selling $700, $800, $1,000 phones. People in China don't use phones like we do over here.
Well, I had never spent anywhere near that amount for a phone. I think the most expensive phone I bought was $64. I'm telling the truth on that.
You know? I mean, people don't get the information in China like we do here. And everybody thinks China is the same as we are. No, they are not. You know, they're blaming the China's system, their banking system. And, you know, it's all bad China. It's all bad China. They don't use phones like we do. I was listening to a commentary. Apps on phones. I mean, you look at people's phones and they have like pages of applications.
Oh, yes.
In China, they use about three. There's a big difference on how you would market, and I'm not saying this is Apple's problem, but you just can't blame China for everybody's problem. We talked about this last week. We talked about, you know, with Apple's loss of more than $9 billion this year, and this was before today, on its underperforming investment, it's its own stock. And that's because Apple was buying back its stock. You know, they have spent billions of dollars to buy back their own shares. That's
so they're trying to cover their own butts, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would do anything. They're selling their souls in order to keep their share prices high. And I'll guarantee you a lot of those corporate leaders and so forth have sold their shares.
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt. They're trying to keep it up till they get their money out and then move on.
Yes. And we've talked
the other day that the average American spends about 86 hours a month on a cell phone, Melody. Now think about that a minute. 86 hours a month, average, on a cell phone. I would say we're probably one of the most addicted people in the world to cell phones and technology.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, we're the only, you know, I mean, yeah, we're the consumers of the world.
Yes, we are.
And we're easily manipulated. And they've targeted our youth. They've targeted our youth, and the youth expects all these upgrades to keep them entertained, to keep them to going back. And, you know, they're continually being challenged by what these technology companies can create for them, whether it be new games, whether it be new whatever it might be. So, but the rest of the world, not so much. Not so much. So, you know, everything is being blamed on Apple. We always have to have that boogeyman, and of course, China is the one that's being used for that. And but in a letter to investors released after hours yesterday, Apple blamed factors including a slowing economy in China and fewer carrier subsidies for its weakened revenue projection. And the company announced it was lowering revenue guidance for the first quarter to $84 billion. And we saw that the Apple stock was down about 9% earlier today. So, and again, everything is so distorted. Instead of just focusing on the truth, on the reality of the matter. You know, Apple used tax cuts.
Sorry. Yes.
The tax cuts was a big player in all of this. They didn't repatriate their money back into the States to, you know, for, you know, research and investment and so forth. They repatriated their money and bought back their shares. So all of this that's happening today should have happened a year ago or more.
Well, we're seeing mass confusion and on every area, Melody. I mean, I can't think of an area that we're not seeing confusion on and confrontation on and downright anger and actually threats coming through now. especially from, we'll say, from the left side, threatening people on the other side, we're seeing a total breakdown of society. And this, with the financial situation discussed, I don't care whether it's Apple or who it is, the nation's financial situation is only going to grow worse. It may fluctuate a little bit up and down, just like gold and silver does, but it's going to get worse. You know that. Because
yes.
They cannot maintain this forever. It's impossible. And it's starting to come through. I don't care who's in office. I don't care who's in control. If they keep playing the same game, we're going to lose.
Absolutely. And they've done everything. You can't blame the Fed.
No.
You can't blame China. You can't blame, you know, all of those that they want to blame. You can't blame Donald Trump for everything.
No, we can't.
You can't blame the Democrats for everything. You can't blame the Republicans for everything.
It's a combination of a lot of things, but mainly
it's
because
a combination.
But the American people have tolerated it for so long, they don't even know what's going on. Most of them actually probably don't care because they're still getting their check. So they don't really think about it. Until the goodies are cut off, they're not going to do much.
The people have been conditioned. And, you know, if you just go to Drudge, it's his website. The reason I go to his website is because everything's there. A lot of it is trash. You know, I don't even bother with it and so forth. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, just read these headlines. You know, You're looking about what's happening in D.C. now that Pelosi's in control.
Well, yeah, you know, and we'll talk about a little bit now, too, because, I mean, she's now reelected, and we know that they had a meeting concerning the shutdown, was it yesterday, day before yesterday, and no deal was made, and Pelosi said, you know, said, we get in, we're not going to fund the wall, we're not going to do it, it just isn't going to happen, and Trump, I think, starting to waffle a little bit now. I think he's actually deciding maybe we can do a deal. Now, I'm just sharing information I'm getting passed in by the people. So, I don't know. I'm hearing everything different directions on the wall and situation. So, now that Pelosi's back in office and Democrats in office, I think we'll give Trump another reason as to why he can't do things. He's had 2 years. And he's done some things I do agree with. But a lot of things I think should have been done that he promised he'd do, and his own party wouldn't do it. So, that should tell you something.
Yeah, it tells you a lot about the Republicans and everything.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
They're all the same. There's no difference.
Man, people got to learn that. People they truly, truly that. Are. Trump done some things, and maybe he is shaking some things up. I'm not saying he's not. I don't know all what's going on there. I just know that nothing's really changed that much. Truly, it hasn't. It's just still confusion. The national debt's going up another trillion. Everything's just happening like it did whenever Obama was in there and Bush was in there. And they're talking about the border wall, and just, you know, this past month in December, 22,000 underage children crossed the border. They come in illegally. 22,000, and 5,000 of them didn't even have adults with them. Now, Melody, I thought we were going to stop that leaking hole down there on the border. I don't care whether they're adults or children. They're illegal, and they're still coming in. 22,000 cross the border, and 5,000 come in without any supervision, without any adults with them. So something isn't working. Would you agree?
Well, it hasn't worked for many, many years. You know, and that's the problem. They need to enforce the laws that are on the books, but they can't even get these states, they can't even get the government to agree that they should enforce these laws. Same like gun laws. Force the ones you have on the books. Why create more when you can't do the ones that you already have?
I agree.
I mean, it doesn't even make, you know, but no one talks like that. You know, I mean, it's just so, you know, with these Democrats coming in, you're going to see a lot of action this year. And it's not going to be good for the markets, but it's going to be great for gold and silver.
There you go. That's a bright side of the whole picture. It's going to be hard on gun owners. It's going to be hard on a lot of things. We'll discuss some of Cortez's ideas in a minute too. That's really pushing. She's pushing big time. That's going to change a lot of things in our country that we talked about on the air over the years. Is going to happen, and now people went back to sleep when it didn't happen overnight. I keep telling people this, Melody. The nation is not falling apart overnight. Everybody wants the economy collapse right now. It isn't working that way. It doesn't go that way. It's coming down a little bit at a time. And God's judgment on a people that knew him and turned their back on him is slow and torturous. It's not. He had mercy on Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed them quickly. But those, his own people in Jerusalem, for 2 years they were locked up inside the city, couldn't get out. They ate their own children. This is all Bible, folks. And so his judgment upon a nation that once knew him is not overnight mercifully done. It's going to be a long, drawn-out situation. And if you don't think the dollar's collapsing, watch the prices in your grocery store over a period of a few months. Watch the dollar collapse. And the price of goods go up and up and up and up. So that's a collapse of the economy. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And again, some of these headlines about this, you see the liberal revolts on the first day. You see freshman class not asking permission. I mean, who do these people think they are? But this is their attitude, and this is what they're going to do. That's a sign of what's going to come down. And I really don't know how Trump is going to handle this different world.
Well, he can't even handle what he's been in for 2 years. And now he's got everyone will say turn against him. And if you follow these, I know you do, I don't have time for a break or not, but I do want to cover what Cortez's New Deal is going to be. It's called the Green New Deal, and I want to tell you what's going to affect Melody. And this is really serious, serious information, because if they have their way, we, you and I, Melody, are going to pay out the nose on taxes for the green, good of the green and the good of the nation. And I'm telling you, I said we, you and I, not just businesses, but households are going to pay too, if Cortez has their way. So this is where we're heading. And I don't like it, but the now Democrats in charge of the House, you watch for things to change radically as far as more taxation to protect the planet. You watch it happen.
Oh, absolutely, it's going to happen. And and looking at these markets, looking at these, it should all be a wake-up call for everyone. We have, let's go back to the Reagan era. Everybody, so the tax cuts from a year ago. Reagan walked away with 123% increase in the debt.
Yes.
So why is this? And he had a great response to his tax cuts, too. It spurred the economy. But what happened afterwards? Look what happened afterwards. This is no different, and this is far worse, because we've had all these recessions that have just been, just debt was created to keep it going, and there isn't anything else that they can do until it absolutely collapses. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about the 10-year yields and, the inversion of these bonds and so forth, and it's just another sign of exactly where we are. And where we're at is heading into a new break. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Give us a call for all your gold and silver coin needs. I just saw this where the White House is mulling Jim Webb, ex-Democratic senator, as next defense secretary. He was an outspoken opponent of the Iraq War and was also critical of Obama's efforts to strike a nuclear deal with Iran. But he's being considered now as the next defense secretary. Kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
But yes,
now I understand Trump is waffling some that also in withdrawing the troops in Syria right away. He's going to give him a little time, maybe like 4 more months before he withdraws him.
In his defense, he did say, now I don't know if this is true or not, but in his defense, he did say that he says he was going to withdraw troops. He said he didn't say that it was going to be immediately.
I thought he said he's going to do it right away.
I thought so too, but
that's what I thought.
I saw one of his tweets that he said he didn't mean it, that, you know, he expects it to be wound down in about 4 months.
Okay. I misunderstood that.
I must have too, but anyway, so
back to the new Green Deal proposed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, folks, this new Green Deal is going to bring in some things that we talked about a long time ago. It's going to bring in Agenda 21, if you want to call it that, or Agenda 2030 now. More absolute property control and loss of private property for the sake of the Mother Earth. Understand, folks, this is a cult. Has been promoted very heavily. According to the new mandate, the scope of the mandate that the legislature is going to ask for new authority, now pay attention, actually amounts to a radical grant of power to Washington over Americans' lives.
Hey Butch, we do have a caller. If you'd like to go to the caller first before you continue, or would you like to continue
first? Either way, let's go to the caller. Be fine.
Okay, we have Ivan. We have Ivan that is holding. Good afternoon, okay. Ivan. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Happy New Year, and all the best for, health, happiness, and prosperity.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how prosperity will occur, but from looking at the economy today, in the last couple months, it's on the shaky ground. I have a couple of questions, one on a discussion about Syria. We were never invited to be in Syria by Bashar al-Assad. I think we kind of muscled in ourselves. And I think let them settle their own differences. That's how I look at it. Each state should have a self-determination, and this Arab Spring, which occurred in 2011, I never believed into it. It was created by Mossad and CIA uprisings in order to create Ezra Israel, which means Greater Israel for their expansion, which would cover both Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and a couple other countries, Jordan, and a couple other countries which would be part of the Greater Israel. So that's all we are there for, to protect, is their expansion. So I think the sooner we pull out of both theaters, and I talk about Syria and Iraq, possibly Afghanistan, but we have over 970 bases throughout the world.
Yes.
Now that's a lot of money to be spent on you know on these bases. And the other thing is, I mean, I was stationed in Germany, and I spent 4 years over there as a, in a signal corps as an officer. And the money which the people, the soldiers make there, they most, a lot of them marry German lady, women, and you know, they, and their money is spent in Germany or in wherever they are located, okay, Greece and France and whatever, but and throughout the other world, I mean Asia and so on. So most of the money never comes back. I mean, it goes out to pay as a pay to the soldier or officer or whoever, and so we lose that money. And I mean, we are in trillions in dollars of debt.
Well, you see that I mean, it takes a lot of money to keep an empire running. You know that.
Well. I think the British found out that.
Yeah, absolutely. And every empire in history has ended in great disgrace and a lot of turmoil.
Yeah.
America's going down the same road.
Yeah. I mean, it can go all the way to Roman, Greek, and Roman empires.
Sure.
And, you know, and they all, eventually, they, first of all, they could not, they controlled so much that they could, you know, they could not,
maintain it.
Yeah, retain it, yeah. They,
yeah.
So they hired, you know...
mercenaries.
Mercenaries to keep them in line, but they themselves said, well, you know, why should we fight for Rome if we can make our own money, you know,
yep,
or make money
exactly right.
From the, you know, from what we protect here. So,
well,
like
our founding fathers, especially Washington, warned us by getting entangled in foreign affairs. We should never get
absolutely.
Involved in the first place anywhere in those foreign affairs.
Well, this is what Trump was saying, and but he doesn't, for some reason, he does not follow it.
Yeah,
I
no,
mean,
he said a lot of things. He said a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, we are still in Afghanistan. We are still, you know, in many other countries where we is absolutely no need. I mean, we cannot change the customs and the culture.
That's not our duty. That's not our duty. That's not our job.
No.
That's not our business.
I agree with you.
But
Pastor,
you see, the problem is it's not about actually winning the war. It's to line the pockets of some elite people that run this world, and they want that over there. They want control. And makes Afghanistan made trillions for a drug cartel. You know that.
Absolutely.
So this
that's why they were there. We were there.
Absolutely.
I mean, to
absolutely.
Protect the Taliban who were selling the contraband to the U.S. and everybody
yep.
else, you know. And
good point.
We were making
good
money of it, absolutely.
Good point.
And they came through, you know, through Mexico, like, you know, through the different MS-13.
And they still
and
are.
Stuff
they
like.
Still are.
And they still are. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So,
okay.
I mean, this is where the whole problem, you know, can start, will start unravel. There's no
well,
way,
we have
like
we have situations where we're fighting wars on so many fronts that are also falling apart internally, you
yeah.
know, and that's
well,
that's that the internal strife is going to be what brings it finally to its knees, because it's like a tree rotting from inside out, you
yeah.
know, you can't tell it until it's too late.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I think all the you know I think the wall everything I agree. I think we need. To, if you look at the Hungarians, for example, in Europe, they build a wall, and they stand firm. And
well, Russia
one,
built
yeah.
a wall between Russia built a wall between Ukraine and Russia, and they're banning it. Why can't we do that between us, Mexico?
That's right. I mean,
yeah, good points. Good points.
And the other thing is, and I am not for Israel, but they build a big wall right across the Christian and Muslim areas in,
sure.
in Jerusalem, yeah. in Bethlehem, and so, and now what they are doing there, I was reading a couple articles, is that they are starting to tax all the religious property, and if they don't have the money, which because of the situation, people don't come there for, as visitors, right, and so on. And so they don't have the money, so they just confiscate the land, and it becomes theirs. So
take over that everything. Mel,
so
are you
they
still
want
with
to
us?
They control. They
yes,
control
I am.
Control that okay. in the world.
Well, that's a good call, Ivan. Mel, you want to say anything to Ivan?
No, I think it's a great call, and he always has great information and food for thought when he calls, and so we appreciate it. But he's spot on.
Thank you, Alvin.
Tell me anymore, huh? I tell you.
Well, thanks for being there. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Is he going? Alvin going? I guess he's going. He goes. Okay.
Yes, he's Melody, yes.
Okay, you're still there. But anyway, back to the article. But it was good information. He told the truth. And Melody, we have become an empire of the world. And if I read the Bible right, we're the last empire of the world. And we're crumbling right now, just as Rome did. We've overstretched our reach, and we're getting in trouble. You know that.
But, you know what I mean? I agree with everything. Yes, we need to build the walls. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to bring, close these bases. But you know what? None of that's going to get done.
No, it isn't
going
to happen.
It's not going to happen. So we can talk about it. We can want it to happen. And it's nice to see someone who says that it should be done and at least attempting to try to get it done and so forth. And even if we get 10% of it done or 20% or even 50% of some of the things that should be done, it's not going to be completed.
It
I mean, we're on this path.
We are on
it's
this path.
It's not going to change. And I'm not a negative Nelly.
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I mean, we're in stage four cancer. It's too late to turn around. I'm just going to quite honest with you, it is. But now we have this.
Yes. But that's what I was talking about this when we were talking about blaming this and blaming that. We can blame. We could talk about blaming why our troops are over there. We can blame why we don't, they're coming over and because we don't have a wall and so forth. We can come up with all of these things.
Sure.
But the point of the matter is, look at the heart of the problem.
Yep.
What
totally
is
agree.
The heart of the problem? And unless that is fixed, it's just a house. If you have a house that's crumbling and the foundation isn't fixed, it doesn't matter if you plaster that wall. It's still going to crumble and fall.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly where this country's at. Sure, I always have hope. I think
we have hope that maybe it might be that you patch temporarily, maybe, but it's still going to fall.
It's
and as
still
you said, the foundation's fixed. But this Cortez young lady wants to grant total power over our lives, our homes, our businesses, travel, banking. She wants that all controlled by the feds. Now, this is a true story. She wants to make sure that every resident in this country, every home in this country, is set up for the state of the art energy efficiency. That's what she wants. And she also wants a UBI. For the whole nation. Now, she hasn't got it. She's a freshman congressman. We know all that. And it's all blowing smoke right now. But the point that she's even discussing it is scary, is it not?
No, the scary part is the number of people in this country who think that's a great idea.
And voted for.
And it's sad is because they are the millennials.
I know.
All her age. True. She's targeting her age. She's targeting her area. Because those are the kids. Those are the young adults. Now, I know a lot of the people on this program, they have great kids. They've been taught well and, well-respected and so forth. But let's get to her. Let's get to the millennials that she's targeting.
Yes. And Bernie
they
is, too.
They eat it up.
And Bernie is, too. Bernie is, too. But don't worry. Elizabeth Warren will save us. She'll bring her bow and arrow to the war, buddy.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I have got some interesting news here. I think this is interesting for gold and silver, Melody. I think people will be able to hear this. Some states, quite a few states, matter of fact, are making a change in their money standards. Have you seen the article about the states that are going to offer more in the way of currency competition in 2019?
I haven't seen that.
I'm going to read part of it to you. The destruction of sound money over the past century stems from actions at the federal level, but there are steps which states can take and even already taken to move toward real, sound, pay attention to this, constitutional money. What would that be?
Jeez.
As state legislatures reconvene in the next few weeks, let's take a look at the current state of play. Since 2016, sound money had made a splash on the state level. According to the 2018 Sound Money Index, a new ranking of 50 states, on the extent to which they have implemented the pro-sound money policies, there are currently 38 states with an exemption of sales and use tax on the purchase of gold and silver. Since 2016, legislators in 10 different states have introduced bills, 7 of which were signed into law, to restore sound money by eliminating taxes on gold and silver within their borders. In 2017, a quarter of all states without a sales tax exemption or on gold and silver introduced new measures to eliminate tax against the monetary metals. As states continue to make inroads on the sales tax issue, Tennessee and West Virginia, hooray for us, are expected to introduce bills to move sales and use tax on the sound money in 2019. Wyoming has already emerged as a leader in the sound money front. The state's legislature overwhelmingly passed it in 2018, Wyoming Legal Tender Act, and thereby eliminated all tax liability against the purchase, use, and exchange of gold and silver inside the state. Rising to number two ranking is in sound money index, Wyoming hopes to overtake Utah as its top state for sound money in the country with the new legislation in 2019 that would begin to secure the state's finances with an allocation to physical precious metals. Did you hear that?
I know everything that was going on with the state of Virginia and so forth, so yes.
Let's move it on. And Wyoming state pension and reserve funds are among the most well-funded accounts in the nation, but because of their exposure to dollar-based investments, these funds, like almost all other pension and reserve funds across America, are nevertheless subject to significant risk. Securities, bonds, stocks, and other dollar-denominated assets carry high counterparty inflation and interest rate risk. To hedge against these risks, the group of Wyoming legislators went to the state treasurer to allocate 10% of these funds into physical gold and silver. Arizona and Idaho may consider similar measures in the coming months as well. Meanwhile, on the Federal Reserve level, new efforts have emerged in Congress. Representative Alex Mooney from West Virginia, bless his heart, introduced a Monetary Metals Tax Neutrality Act of 2018 to remove the federal income tax from the monetary metals. Now, this is a move in the right direction. It really is. I'm excited to see, like Wyoming and some other states in Utah, who are maybe going to put back physical gold and silver, keep it in stock to cover the debts. How's that for an idea, Melody?
Well, don't they first have to get out of debt?
Well, according to that, I guess some of them are getting done. I don't know. This, I think, is moving in the right direction. We'll see what happens.
They certainly are. And we're moving right into our next break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm going to briefly go over the markets today. As so many of you, you know, don't have the opportunity to tune in right at the beginning of the program. So we have gold up 9:30 today in the New York spot price after market at $1,294.50. Silver was up 22 cents at $1,581. Platinum is now up $3 at $8.01, and palladium was up 7 at $1,279. You have the USDX today down 55 at $96.26. Crude oil is up 61 at $47.15. Paper markets today, the Dow was down 660 points, 22,686. The NASDAQ was down 202. It's 202, 6,463, and the S&P was down 62 points, 2,447. 10-year yield, 2.55%. And I was just reading an article on that, well, not while we were on the air, but it shows that, I mean, this is a big deal. The last time that the two-year Treasury tipped the number at today was back in 2008. There's so many similarities with what's going on today with 2007, 2008. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be far worse than what you thought 2008 felt like. Far more severe.
Well, you know, we were talking during the break about something you brought up about if these states do start going some gold and silver backing, would the Feds allow it? And you brought up a couple good points, really, seriously. They can't allow that, because that would cause unequal values between state to state. And that's what started the war between the states in the first place, financial control from the north. So the Feds can't allow this, Melody. All those states are trying to do something. I don't think they'll ever be tolerated by the Feds. I think you're absolutely right on that.
Yeah, so all these states can do, but this is how I would see that. If these states decide to go that way to protect the people in their states... It's very interesting. And you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, you know, the when the system breaks, martial law, you know, it's the same thing. But really, how would this truly unfold? I don't think anybody really knows.
Well, we do know the Constitution made it very clear that no state can use anything but gold and silver as legal money. But that's been lawful money. That's been done away with a long, long, long time ago.
I mean, that's hopefully that's where we get to after this collapses.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully there'll be someone, you know, that will take us there.
But do you think this nation can survive a collapse where everybody's benefits are cut off and everybody's trying to survive when things really fall apart? This could be a scary situation beyond our comprehension, because American people are no longer at all self-sufficient as a whole. They're not self-sufficient at all. They wouldn't know how to even plant a potato in the ground, much less take care of themselves.
No, there will be blood in the streets.
Yes, there will
be. There is social unrest. There will be lots of it. And it's just like, look at the anger now. Oh, and they should be having it pretty nice now. The economy is supposed to be better. Wages are rising. We're booming, right? Right? People should be happy, not angry. If the economy is gone, you think they should be applauding Trump.
He would think
not
so,
ready
yes.
To I mean, him.
Yes, I agree. But when you stop and consider that what they spent on over the holidays as trying to find the figures here, what was spent over the holidays for gifts was unbelievable. And people were spending themselves right into more debt. And here it is. The National Retail Federation was projecting that total Christmas spending would surpass, now listen to this, $465 billion. How? Only 25 countries on Earth, on the entire planet, have a GDP that is greater than that number. Billy, I'm not making this up. This is a fact.
I know. I saw those numbers.
$465 billion for Christmas in a nation where people, a lot of them, are not even paying their bills. I don't get it. Are we that addicted to consuming that we don't even stop and think about the consequences of, for the rest of the year, spending all this money or for things that are insane in the first place? We are selfish, self-centered people, and it's coming to roost. And that, yeah, but not only do we want to consume more and more, as you said, the millennials want government to take care of them, don't they?
Well, you know, it's all part of the conditioning of the people. And, you know, with the, you know, last night I went with my family to see a movie. Today I go online, one of the first things I see is a reference to this movie. I mean, it's just like, and yet, yes, there's coincidences, I get that. I talk to more and more people. Where they'll say, well, yeah, we were talking with somebody about this product. The next thing I know, I go online, and there's an advertisement for this product on my Facebook.
Yep. I see it all
the time.
They're
listening. It's like they're listening everywhere.
I went online the other day, look up a product for the house here, and I got back on to get my email this morning. Right across my email page was advertisements for the product I was looking for.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that they're not paying attention, because they are.
So when there's $465 billion spent just for the holidays.
Yes.
You know, people are being led by their little nose to buy these things, to go into debt. So whose fault is it? You know, who gets the blame? We're talking about blame. Who gets the blame?
Blame, you can go back to clear back to 1920s when all this consumerism really was programmed into us. That was all programmed into us. But somewhere along the line, you got to point the finger at somebody else and look in the mirror. I wonder why am I still doing this? We can blame Bernays, which is his name, for starting a consumer movement back in the 20s. We can say, well, he got us all involved in doing it and going this way, and Bernays, and he did all this. But this is 2019. How can we blame somebody that lived 100 years ago for that long?
It's brainwashing.
It
people
is.
People think, oh, Melody, you've really gone off the deep end. No, it's basically brainwashing to some degree. Maybe it is 100%. I don't know. But when you look at our phones, our computers, the amount of advertising, it's thrown at us. No wonder people are unhappy. The people are unhappy. Yeah, there's jobs and things out there, but they're the ones that can't buy anything. They're probably the ones that are unhappy.
Well, to show you how brainwashed we are, and this one, we're seeing things happen, you and I are, we've got our eyes open, that we would dream can never happen in America. But do you know that in New York City, they started a new Muslim Sharia patrol squad?
Where'd that come from?
No, I'm serious. This is on Drudge. And it says, outrageous. New York City debuts Muslim Sharia patrol squad cars in Muslim neighborhoods. The New York City cops are no longer going into neighborhoods. It's going to be Muslim control. New York City is pulling back the New York Police Department and allowing Muslims to drive in Muslim community patrol cars and to enforce Sharia law in Muslim neighborhoods. The new MCP cars have been seen in certain New York neighborhoods and a frightening example of American law being set aside for anti-American Sharia rules to take over. The sight of these cars have millions worried about creeping Sharia in America. According to the New York Post, these Muslim patrol officers even have official shirts and a pseudo badge on their breasts. New York Muslim communities has a new security group watching over it, the Post says. A car from the Muslim community patrol has been spotted around the city, the paper adds. The white Ford Taurus bears insignia nearly identical to those in the New York Police Department, which with blue horizontal stripes down the sides, a shield on the front driver's side door, and the words Muslim Community Patrol descending on the rear door, where a department vehicle would say courtesy, professional, respect. The car also has words in Arabic on it, but there is no report on what these words say. This is actually happening in America. America has neighborhoods now given themselves over to foreign laws and control. Which one was it when the Supreme Court said that we have to pay attention to the Sharia laws also? That's been a year or so ago. So the one of the ladies, I can't remember who it was. But this is actually happening here in America right now. Now, you tell me that we're not divided as a nation. You tell me there isn't mass confusion here.
Well, you know, I believe there was a congresswoman that was sworn in.
Yeah, that's in Michigan. In Michigan, she swore in on the Quran.
On the, yes. Quran.
Not only have we lost our financial system, we've lost our culture. And we've been divided into factions. And one of the main goals or the main ways of destroying any people is to divide and then conquer. Even the Bible says that a house divided will come to destruction. So a divided people, Melody, can't really come together to stand against anything because they're too busy fighting among themselves. That's part of the plan. That's a strategy that works pretty well, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, sounds like you're thinking about something. You go ahead.
Well, you know, I was just going back to the congresswoman that was sworn in, and they made it a point to make sure that it was Thomas Jefferson's centuries old Quran, and it's like all to make it designed like, oh wow, yeah, if Thomas Jefferson had a Quran, then you know that's a good thing. I mean, it's just propaganda. It's just, you know, it's just this mainstream media that's just, but you know, people will look at that and say, well, Thomas Jefferson had one, and you know, he's okay.
He must be okay. He must have believed in it. You know, but
he must believe that.
When you study history, and I do study history, multiculturalism had destroyed every empire. Rome had the same problem, trying to let all the people come together with their own beliefs. As long as they bowed to Caesar once a year, they could have their own belief system, and all worked as could work together. And no matter what it was, you try to live together. But it collapsed. It can't happen when different cultures collide. One wants to have dominion, and it leads to warfare. It always has, always will. You can't have Christians. In my household, I can't be here and then invite in Muslims and Buddhists and everything else, and them all come in and live their own lives. It'd be chaos in my house, wouldn't it? So it's going to lead to problems. This is my home. This is my house in America. We're seeing division that's going to cause problems, huge problems in the future. And
well,
plan to bring us down.
I guess it's just human nature and they use that. They use the human nature. The problem is everybody wants to, and we see it in all areas of our lives. It's if someone is different or someone thinks, acts, they try to imprint and change you without respecting your thoughts, views, ideas. Everybody talks about, individualism. It's like, hey, that's great. You know, if you want to go do that, go do your own thing. That's, you know, hey, but don't change me.
No,
don't force me to do it. And
common,
that's what's happening.
There has to be a common core, though, Melly, at least moral values there.
Absolutely.
There has to be. You can pursue different occupation, different ideas, but without the common core that binds us together morally, there's nothing left. I don't know who says this, but it's very well said. Truth is a new hate speech. Political correctness is destroying the very fabric of society. Never before in history have people been so afraid to stand up against absurdity for fear of being labeled a racist, a homophobe, or a bigot. Get rid of political correctness. Let's get people talking again. That's not going to happen, of course. But we're seeing that this may be a very good point here. Truth is now considered hate speech, Melody. When I say that being a homosexual is a sin, an abomination against God, and a crime against nature, it offends people.
It offends people.
But it doesn't change the truth, does it?
No, it does not.
But that's what we're facing today. So you and I are, I guess, well, we're the old school, we'll say. They're the old people now. But what we're saying is
speak
basically,
for yourself.
It's a truth, and the truth will never change. We can ignore it, try to go around it, try to destroy it, but the truth will not be destroyed. You may kill the messenger, but you can't kill the truth.
And, you know, you can bring that back to gold and silver. You can bring that back to our economy. You can bring that back to our fiat currency. You know, people don't want to know the truth about that. But the truth of the fact, our system, it's corrupt. It's broken. No one wants to discuss that truth.
That's very true. And it'll never, ever get any better until we go back to basics. And that it isn't
until
going to happen.
Go back to the basics.
Start doing it.
You know, until number one, this nation repents, and then number two, until we fix our monetary system. It's not going to change. Your purchasing power is going to, even if they keep this going to where you don't have a complete collapse, you're going to lose, your purchasing power is going to continue.
Of course.
Those dollars are going to get weaker. They're going to buy less and less and less. You're going to work harder and harder and harder. Government's going to get bigger and bigger. Government's going to take more and more of your hard-earned money. It's not going to change or get better.
It is not. It is not. If people had bought an ounce of gold a month ago, they would already gain $100 on it.
Absolutely.
There
Give us a call, 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.